My guest at this time is Humberto Fontova. He fled Cuba as a young boy, and his father was actually imprisoned by the Castro regime for some time. He later became a prolific author, including being author of the books Exposing the Real Che Guevara and The Useful Idiots Who Idolize Him, as well as Fidel, Hollywood's Favorite Tyrant. You may remember we spoke with him in November to talk about the real legacy of Fidel Castro following Castro's death. With the final days of the Obama administration upon us, we're seeing a lot of celebrations and honors given out, but we're also seeing some important policy changes done with very little attention. One of those was announced towards the end of last week, and as the New York Times reports, President Obama has decided to terminate the 22-year-old policy that has allowed Cubans who arrived on United States soil without visas to remain in the country and gain legal residency, an unexpected move long sought by the Cuban government. In the statement, Obama said, quote, effective immediately, Cuban nationals who attempt to enter the United States illegally and do not qualify for humanitarian relief will be subject to removal consistent with U.S. law and enforcement priorities. Previously, the policy had been that if Cuban refugees make it to America, they get to stay. If they get interdicted in the waters, they have to go back. So, Mr. Fontova, first of all, thank you again for being with us.
Great to be here, amigo. Thanks for the invite.
How significant is this policy change?
It's very significant. It is another cave-in by Obama to Castro. Basically, the announcement, all the news, all they're talking about is the wet foot, dry foot, the refugees. Folks, this is a smokescreen. This is a cover. This is camouflage for the real issue here. Along with this policy, which, by the way, was attacked and was going to be modified at the initiative of Cuban-American conservative legislators because it has been being abused. Everybody recognizes it. But what Obama did along with this is he abrogated the Doctor Asylum Program. Read the fine print, folks. The Doctor Asylum Program cost the Castro regime. Among the major four sources of revenue for the Castro regime is a form of human trafficking called doctor diplomacy. The Castro regime sends its Cuba-trained doctors, which is to say quacks. You know, I mean, as a matter of fact, most doctors that defect to the U.S. that were trained in Cuba barely qualify as nurses. But the point is, the regime sends them around the world, Venezuela, Brazil, mainly third world and friendly countries, as a form of human trafficking because their families are kept hostage in Cuba, you see. And the regime then pays, the host country will pay the regime an outrageous price for these doctors. Not the doctors. The doctors don't get the money. The doctors get about 9% of it from the regime, but they pay the regime. And in 2006, President Bush initiated the doctor parole program, encouraging these doctors to walk into any U.S. embassy around the world in the host country and defect to the United States. And that was costing the Castro regime dearly because what they would have paid the host country to these quack doctors was being lost, and it's estimated that this was bringing about $8 billion to the Castro regime annually, doctor diplomacy. That's what irked the Castro regime. And this was done away with. Anybody who would care to Google it up, that was done away with, along with this wet foot, dry foot. That is the issue. Also, Obama is not preventing Cubans from coming to the United States. That is, the Cubans that Castro wants to come to the United States. Read the fine print again. It said that Cubans that arrive in the U.S. without visas will be sent back or will be processed like other refugees. But the U.S. is still issuing 20,000 visas to Cubans annually. But here's the kicker. The issuance of those visas is outsourced by Obama to the Castro regime. The U.S. Embassy in Havana leaves it up to Castro to decide who is going to get these visas? So naturally, they issue them to people who do not qualify as refugees by any stretch of the imagination. Those people, in fact, are tutored. The Castro regime offers classes on how to fill out the U.S. welfare benefits, refugee benefits. When they get to the U.S., they sprint off the plane, run straight to the welfare offices, apply for their U.S. welfare benefits, which can total $1,200 a month, and immediately, almost immediately, start wiring that money back to Cuba. Among Obama's first acts in assuming office in 2009 was opening up the remittance and travel financial pipeline from the U.S. to Cuba. It's estimated that last year, $4 billion flowed from the U.S. to Cuba, thanks to Obama opening that lifeline, and thanks to those so-called refugees that the Castro regime chooses, and that remains in place. Bottom line, the Cubans who Castro didn't want to come to the U.S., genuine refugees, folks, you jump on a two pieces of styrofoam tied together, you're pretty desperate. Those people will be prevented from coming. But the Cubans who Castro wants to come over here because they're a cash cow from them will continue coming.
We're talking with Humberto Fontova. And Humberto, this whole development in the U.S. relationship with Cuba over the past few years of the Obama administration, other than the freeing of Alan Gross, which is welcome, obviously, what has the Obama administration gotten in return for all of its given to the Cuban government? And in specifics, what additional freedoms do the Cuban people have?
Absolutely nothing. In fact, Marco Rubio pointed out the real horror of this is that repression in Cuba is at a 20-year high. The last 2 years, in other words, coinciding exactly with Obama's opening, have coincided with a wave of terror against Cuban dissidents. They themselves, do you know that Cuban dissidents have been protesting in Cuba wearing Obama masks because they're saying it's his fault? Naturally, that hasn't been reported in the mainstream media, but it is all Obama's fault, Cuban dissidents keep telling us. So he opens up the financial pipeline. The Castro regime is fat and happy and confident because of all the travel revenue, all the remittances coming from the U.S., thanks to Obama, so they clamp down on the dissidents. They're saying, hey, we have nothing to fear. And Cubans themselves, that is why you have had like upwards of 50,000 Cubans trying to enter the U.S. in the last year and a half because of the wave of terror unleashed upon them by Castro, thanks to Obama's largesse.
Last question before we let you go, Mr. Fontova. Obviously, in just a couple of days, we'll have a new president of the United States. What do you recommend for him to pursue as a Cuba policy?
I don't have to recommend him because he's also being recommended. He has the absolute best advisors. Google up a name of Mauricio Claver Caroni, the experts, absolute experts on the Cuba embargo, and know how Obama has violated the U.S. law by abrogating it or loopholing it. These people who think, just like I did, everything that I've told you in the last couple of minutes, they will echo. They are already on Trump's transition team. Trump is getting the best advice on Cuba possible right now. There is reason to believe that many of Obama's executive orders that have essentially violated the U.S. Constitution and loophole the Constitution will be undone.
We'll certainly be watching. Humberto, thank you very much for your time today. We appreciate it.
Thanks, amigo. Anytime.
Humberto Fontova fled Cuba as a young boy, and his father was imprisoned by the Castro regime for a time. Later in life, he became the author of books such as Exposing the Real Che Guevara and the Useful Idiots Who Idolize Him, as well as Fidel, Hollywood's Favorite Tyrant. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.